how to deal with pressure and new technology. So welcome to a new episode of the Get Shit Done in IT podcast. My name is Michael Seidel, and today we talk about how to deal with pressure and new technologies. So for those who are watching me on the video podcast or the video cast, this is not the used of this surrounding or this place. So right now I'm in a hotel. So I'm recording this podcast on Sunday on a hotel before business visiting a customer tomorrow in the next 2 days. So that's the reason why it might sound a little bit different. And of course, it looks a little bit different. But enough of this. Let's head over to the topic. So how to deal with pressure and new technologies. I have some suggestions or what I've done in the past 20, 25 years. And about this, I want to talk today. So first of all, stay calm. So don't put the pressure on yourself or by yourself. Stay calm. So when you see history, and you see maybe 25 years ago, everything started with a virtual machine or VMware not VMware, because that's the brand. So virtual computing. And I think 5 years later, the cloud started to raise, and everyone was talking about cloud. And the feeling was 3 or 4 years ago, everyone talked about security, and now everyone talking about AI. And the fun fact is everyone reclaims to be a pro in that area. It is only maybe a year on the field, but everyone is a pro on that area. And trust me, a very low percentage of those guys are pros. Everyone else is just reclaiming that name or that title for him. So stay calm. Don't put the pressure on yourself. It is absolutely normal that in IT we see new technologies. Maybe the time between those new technologies is decreasing, but to be honest, this is nothing new. As I said, it was hyper computing or virtual computing, it was cloud computing, it was security, and now it is AI. So stay calm, don't put the pressure on yourself. It's normal, and just go with the flow, and that's it. Okay. Second thing is, but don't negotiate those things. Okay. Do not ignoring those new technologies. So don't negotiate, do not ignoring it. They are here to stay. Okay. So everyone in 25 years ago said hyper computing or virtual computing is not working, because how could that work to have multiple servers on one physical machine? That's impossible, blah, blah, blah. He was wrong, but those have been wrong. The same for cloud computing. So everyone talked about cloud computing. It will not work. I want to have my data in my data center, on my server. It is more secure than in the cloud, and so on and so on. Everyone was wrong. Okay. So the future here is definitely hybrid. There might be companies with cloud only, but I think that the main companies will be hybrid. But cloud is here to stay since 20 years. So there is no way that cloud computing will go away. And the same I see for AI. So artificial intelligence, it is here to stay. It was a real boom. It started a real boom a year ago, a year and a half right now. But do not negotiate it. Do not ignore it. It will stay. It will be in the future. And it will, I think, really change a lot. It already did, and I think it really will change a lot. So it doesn't make sense to ignore it, to negotiate it, to say I don't need it, I don't want it. That will be bullshit. So if you do it, if you ignore new technology, if you negotiate new technology, that will put the pressure on you, definitely. So everyone who said 20 years ago cloud computing will not work and stayed on premise and everything, I'm not sure. Maybe they changed their mind, hopefully. Otherwise, I think they will not be in business anymore. Okay. The same is as I'm 40 plus years old, I grown up with a Commodore 64. And the same is those old IBM system RS400, and everyone was stick on that. Maybe there is still some role and still some positions with RS400, but it is not the future, to be honest. Not the green, the green fonts on the black screen. That's not the future. Okay, so don't negotiate it. Do not ignore it. Go with the flow. Use the new technology, especially for AI. So you don't need to be a pro. So it might put the pressure on you if everyone in your bubble, in your social media bubble, in your real life bubble, every person calls themselves an AI pro. Yes, that might put pressure on you, but I don't think that it is a real pressure. So you put the pressure on yourself. Because all those who are talking are pros in AI, as I said at the beginning, a very low percentage will be a real pro, a real AI pro. Everyone else is just jumping on the train and trying to get some stuff out of that trend and boom. But that's so you don't have to be an AI pro to stay in business, to stay on top, whatever you like. But what I think is, so the third point is, as I said, don't negotiate it, live with it, use it. Okay, so use this tech wisely and use it in your business as you need it. Okay, so we don't need everyone to be an AI pro. Okay, but at least I think you should be an AI user. So use it in your environment as you need it. Use that technology as you need it. So for example, we do a lot of IT infrastructure automation. We use AI to help writing the code, to help doing faster code writing. But what it is not doing for us is completely doing the consulting to help the customers to write everything. That will not be, and that's not our how we do business, because we want to help our customers, we want to understand our customers, we want to bring them our knowledge and everything. AI is not replacing that, okay? But we use AI to help us to quicker and maybe also more enhance the quality, okay? So that's how we use AI. And of course, in every other aspect, in doing business, helping, doing blog posts, maybe also writing that podcast, so that the summary and everything is happening with AI. The video shortcuts doing on social media is done with AI. But I speak here. That's my opinion. That's nothing what AI is doing. Also, the maybe bad English sometimes you will hear it. That is not AI. That's me. Okay, and that's the point. And that brings me to one more topic. I think 2 years ago, everyone talked about they have automation and agents and bots in their SaaS environment. And as AI comes up, everyone changed that to AI. But there is no AI in that. So that's also, so if you use AI, do it right, but don't, do not lie and put that on your feature list and everything is AI right now. So as I said, stay calm. Don't put the pressure on yourself. You do not have to be an AI pro or security pro or whatever, but use the new technology, go with the flow, use it in your area as you need it, but don't put the pressure on yourself as you don't want to be an AI pro. You're not yet an AI pro. That's completely okay. We don't need 100% AI pros in IT. Okay, so we need also everything else. So infrastructure admins, virtualization admins, whatever you call it, cloud architects, everything is needed. But put the AI on top and use it to evolve what you do and to make it better. So that's my point. Don't put the pressure on yourself. Don't see everyone else as a better IT pro in whatever he claims to be. That's not true. So don't put the pressure on you. Use new technology wisely and see the history. It happens from time to time that something new is coming and you need to adapt to the changes. That's it. So that's the episode for this week. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions, send me a message on LinkedIn or a text message or voice message. And for this, wish you a happy week. Stay productive and bye-bye.